Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 92 for June 27th, 2006, Laser Pod. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Retail Careers at T-Mobile. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And now, get ready for Dick. Well, look at the clock on the wall. It says 8 a.m., 4 p.m., 3 a.m., depends on where you are and where you live, but whatever. It is time. What time is it, kids? It's Dickie D time. It's Dickie D time. Time for the da 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 da. Hey, Dick D Bartolo, how are you?
I'm great, and you?
I'm very well. We're finally getting real summer weather here.
Oh, it's
I had
great
to make Dick
too.
Turn off his air conditioner.
And my air conditioner. I'm dying. I hope I can make it to the 100th. I'll probably say happy 100th podcast and expire on the floor.
No, you'll be fine. This is episode 92. Can you
believe that? Whoa, whoa. And we have something neat.
Oh, good. What?
You know, me and lights.
Oh, well, something that lights up, huh?
Oh, this light. Does this light? Hello, does this light up? It is the Laser Pod. The laser. He likes it already. Yeah. The Laser Pod. The Laser Pod.
Anything
is like
with
your,
the word laser is good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. And pod is not bad either.
Well, yeah. Right. It's kind of the best of both worlds.
The best of both worlds.
But what does it do?
The Laser Pod doesn't do anything. Oh, yeah, I just love the name. Right. No, it's like a personal planetarium. Oh. Now it has three little lasers inside that bounce lights off a little revolving, like mirrored ball at the very center of this little device. It's about 7 inches high. And you can operate it two ways. It comes with a couple of different domes. So if you put the dome on the Laser Pod, you're looking at like a laser lava lamp, because everything is contained within the lamp.
Right.
But the fun thing is to take off the dome and put this little cover that comes on it, and then the beams flash around your ceiling and down the walls.
But is it bright enough to really to light up?
The room should be dark.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what it's great for is when I had a party for the Mad Staff recently, and rather than have to clean my bed, see, I didn't want to close off my bedroom because then it looks like I live in one room, right. You know? Yeah. So I want people to know.
I actually have another room.
I have another room, but I didn't feel like cleaning that other room.
Right.
So I put the Laser Pod in the center of the bed, and it directs people's attention toward the ceiling.
And you have the benefit of the lights being off, so nobody can see what the message is.
That's exactly right. And I say, I can't turn the lights on. It'll destroy the image. It would destroy my image, because they'd say, this man lives like a pig.
Oh, this is a very clever idea.
This is a clever idea. By the way, speaking of clever idea, I have my third email of people who save old clothes
really
for trips.
This is a common thing. For those who didn't hear that podcast, explain to us your strategy.
Okay, and this I thought was original with me. Leo mocked me
Original with you too, Dick.
Well, I mean, it was original because people now are saying, me too, me too, me too.
You were the first.
Me, I was first. And the object is, when you had a shirt that you kind of liked, but it was getting frayed, you didn't want to give it to Goodwill because it's frayed. You didn't want to throw it out because you kind of liked it. You save all those things in a special place in the closet. And when you go on trips, you take them, wear them for the trip, throw them away at the end of the trip, and that leaves you luggage space for the gadgets and gizmos and gifts and souvenirs you bought. So, like I said, this is... That's the fourth time he's hearing it, and he's still laughing.
It's the strangest plan. And, you know, actually, add to your three emails, I met somebody who said, oh, that's a really good idea. I'm going to start doing
Thank you.
So you may be spreading. There may be a whole group. You should have an association of the, I don't know, the portable use clothing.
The portable use. I'll see if that's available. I'll come up.
Society.
The portable use clothing society.
Pucks.
Right.
I'm a puck. Yes.
You do what?
I'm a puck. A portable use clothing member.
Right.
Yes.
And also, you know, it's so funny, Leo, is that. You know, we just wing this, and we never have
No kidding. You're kidding. We don't carefully plan.
Oh, Leo, I have to find... I won't even say what the guy said.
You're going off script.
I'll find it before the next podcast to read it to you, because it's so funny.
Somebody complaining about our scripting?
No. I want to mention the guy's name, because it's so funny.
Well, save it for the next one.
I will. Anyway, so the Laser Pod, the entire kit's $100.
Is it educational, or is it just a light show? I mean, is it?
It's a light show. I mean,
it's equivalent of a laser.
You don't see Uranus. I mean, depending on.
Yes, thank you very much.
Right, depending on where you're pointing it. But the thing is, it's a fun
Pluto, maybe.
Yeah, so it's, Pluto. You might see Pluto.
Yeah, there's a little dog. Oh, there I am. So the idea is really it's more like a little light show that you carry.
It's a little light show.
Is it really portable? Could you carry it in your pocket?
Absolutely. And it comes with an AC adapter, but oh, it's not portable enough for your pocket. But it can run for 8 hours on, I think it's 3 AA batteries.
So you could bring it to a party, too.
You could bring it to a party. And I have a friend who bought one and said that he loves to go to sleep with it on. Just leave it on and look up and see the
when you're in Manhattan, it's the closest thing you're going to get to stars. So let me just ask you, where did you find this guy? I mean, this is...
This was actually... I was solicited by a PR person who said, I know you are crazy about lights from your podcast and everything you show on the air. And may I send you a product sample of something that I think is right up your alley?
They were right.
And I played with it, and I said, boy, this is neat.
It's not only up my alley, it's in my bedroom and on my ceiling. Thank you very much.
That's right.
I'm going to ask you about this mad party sometime, too, because I can just I just imagine all these people jammed in your – all these the usual gang of idiots jammed in your apartment. That sounds like a fun party.
Yeah, it was,
yes.
And it will be again. We'll have one when you come to town.
Would you? I'd love to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, meet all those
And as you leave and you say, Dick, I was so sick after your party. I don't know what was in that food. I said, Leo, did you eat my shrimp USB? That has been missing since my party.
It was a little chewy, but delicious. Yes.
Right.
Hey, speaking
and
of...
It improved your memory.
It improved my memory. How is that? Oh, because it's USB. Right.
It's USB, right.
Of course, yeah.
Right. And speaking of memory, there's something that I was supposed to remember.
What is it?
I think it's our close friends.
Retail Careers at T-Mobile.
Exactly.
Yes. They sponsor this podcast, and so as a result, we do want to encourage anybody who's looking for work to make sure you check out their website. It's actually a very cool website at T-Mobile.com/jobs. Lots of great jobs available in their retail stores where you can see all the latest phones. You meet lots of great people, get great commissions. And by the way, there are jobs available at all levels with a great career path ahead of you. Find your calling. That's their slogan. I like that.
Oh, that's excellent.
Find your calling at Retail Careers at T-Mobile, T-Mobile.com/jobs. And somewhere we'll find that USB sushi, because I'm sure I didn't eat that.
Okay.
It was
I'll
good,
keep looking
tasty
now.
Looking, though, I must say. And we will see you yet another day.
I'll be
episode.
Here.
Bye-bye.
Bye.